Cape Talk. Cape Talk from the continent.
Soku, hi. Of course, Africa is going to respond to the death of Winnie Mandela.
Good morning, Lindsay and your listeners. Yes, they would, you know, and I think what makes it significant, I think what technology has done for us these days is that we are able to tap into people and get commentary as quickly as possible. So yesterday when the news broke of Winnie Madikizela Mandela's passing, we had governments from other countries actually coming on and passing their condolences. So the president of Kenya, Uhuru Kenyatta, sent his condolences, you know, just thanking Winnie Madikizela Mandela for the role that she played in the liberation of South Africa. We had the president of Uganda, Yoweri Museveni, also coming through and honoring. And the message is the same. You know, I think it's always about the memory that she kept alive during Nelson Mandela's term in prison, how she fought for us. So, you know, the message is always the same. But I think what really grasped me is that in this day and age, now we no longer have to wait for the message to come from government. You know, we ourselves can actually see what other governments are saying in real time. And I think that's what social media has done. And that's what's happened with communication, that it's become so open that we're able to tap into other countries and get information as quickly as possible. You don't always have to wait for government channels or the diplomatic channels to open for you to get a reaction. And people have, there's been an outpour, you know, even when the presidents have said something, you find that citizens of that country also come on to pass their condolences. And it's been an outpouring from all over. I think this is as big as probably when Hugh Masekela died as well. People always remember what the music did or what that person's influence had on their own lives, on their own struggles, in their own countries. And I think she inspired many people across the continent as well, especially women. I think for women, she always stands out as a figure that says that as an African woman, you know, this, you strike a rock, you strike a woman. And I think that's what she stood for. And that's what many women in Africa also see her as that rock that was struck by a very brutal government.
Thank you so much, Soku, for your time on Cape Talk.
Thank you.
You take care.